It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Welcome to the Winner's Circle. This is our weekly show where Prez gives his NFL betting picks. Let's get this money.
Hey, Dub, damn right, let's get this money. How you doing, fam?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing very good, Prez. It's a beautiful day, my brother.
Yes, it is. And I'm already off to a good start for 2021, man, because in the game we had on Thursday night, I had the Dallas Cowboys to cover. They covered. And I also had Ezekiel Elliott getting less than 43 rushing yards, and he only ended up with 33. So, listeners, I'm telling y'all, I'm feeling good vibes about this week here. Week one, I'm ready.
Hey, Prez, man. I'm excited that we're doing this show, bro, because, you know, last year, brother, you crushed that shit, man. I mean, he was on a mission. I mean, I learned a lot from you. I'm looking to learn more. So, but before you give your picks, man, can you break down the Quentin Betting 101 for us?
Yes, sir. I got you, A-Dub. Before we get in the show, I want to definitely make sure that our listeners know that betting is legal in about 13 states right now. So Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. So if you're not in those states, you need to holler at one of your friends that's in those states and they can drop these bets for you. So, since A-Dub asked, I want to make sure that we are shifting this show and making sure that not only people that do know how to make these bets can participate, but we also want to teach and educate those that are still trying to learn and getting their feet wet within sports betting. So there's four things that I want to talk to you guys about today before I give my picks. The first thing, you guys have probably already heard about it. It's called the spread. So the spread is also referred to as the line. So this is used to even the odds between two unevenly matched teams. So I'm going to give you guys a quick example of how this works. Now, for all of our Bear Essential listeners, think about the Bears-Rams game that's coming up Sunday night. In this game, the Rams are a 7.5-point favorite against the Bears. So just to kind of think about what the spread means here, it means that there's a 7.5-point spread in this game. So that means the Bears have a 7.5-point cushion, so they can lose by up to 7.5 points. But if you take the Rams to cover, then the Rams have to beat the Bears by at least 8 points in that game. So does that kind of make sense, A-Dub, as far as that spread part of the conversation?
Yeah, it makes sense, brother, because you know what, truth be told, Prez, I didn't know what the hell that really meant.
Wait, all good. The next bet I want to cover, and this is something that people have probably already seen, is the money line. You probably hear this all the time. This is one of the most basic wagers that you can make in sports betting. It's very simple. All it is you're betting on which team you think is going to win that big game. So if I'm going to use the Bears-Rams game again as a comparison point. So if you want to put down a bet that the Bears will win on Sunday night, which I wouldn't do, but you do whatever you want to do. It's your money. However, the Bears have the best odds when I was taking a look at some of the different sporting books out there. So if you put on like maybe $20, $50 on the Bears to win money line, you might be looking at a pretty good bet if the Bears pull off an upset on Sunday night. But the money line bet, really simple. You're just betting on which team you think is going to win. So there's no point spread involved. There's no conditions. You just place that bet on the money line on the team that you're most confident is going to win. So if you win, it's because that team won, right? It doesn't matter what the score is. So that one's pretty self-explanatory. Another one, A-Dub, to get into is over-under. Now, this is something that a lot of people ask me just in my personal time here. They'll say, hey, man, what you think about some of these over-unders? So this is where a sports book will predict a statistical score based on whatever, you know, metrics that they have on their end. So let me give you an example. Let's say, for instance, if you have an NFL game and they say, hey, the over-under is 38. So basically what this sports book is saying is they think that these two teams combined will only score 38 points. So then you could take the over or the under. So you could say, no, I don't think that they're going to hit 38. So then you could take the under. Or if you think, nah, man, I think these offenses might be being slept on, then you take the over and you bet over that they're going to score those 38 points. So it's the combined point totals for the two teams.
That's how they work. Okay. Yeah, I see now. All right.
Yep. All right. Another one, A-Dub, and this is one that you're going to hear me talk a lot about on the show this season, is parlay. Now, parlay is very simple. It's basically you saying, hey, there's two or more games that you like, and you're saying, I'm going to bet on multiple games on one betting ticket. So the thing about the parlay is it gives you greater odds to get paid. However, every leg on that betting ticket has to hit. So let me give you an example. Say, for instance, you find three NFL games and you say, hey, I want to take the money line on one bet. I want to take the over-under on another one. And I want to take a team to cover the spread on my third leg of that parlay. So basically what you're doing is you're saying I'm confident in these three parts to hit. So you get a better payout the more legs that you have on a parlay. So I typically, A-Dub, when I do a parlay, I try to keep it with a three-team or a four-team parlay. So what I mean by three-team, four-team, that's four different bets that I may have on that ticket.
Wow. Now,
the profit potential, it starts to expand the more teams that you add on the parlay. But again, the trick of this one is all the games on your parlay ticket have to hit. You need to win every single one of them for that parlay to hit. So if you do a five-team parlay, which means you took five particular bets on one ticket and four out of the five of those things hit, that's a losing ticket.
Hey, that's something I probably want to consider doing myself. So do tell, brother. Keep going.
All right. And you know what? So when I give my picks, A-Dub, you and I could talk offline after the episode, and we could put in a three-team parlay for you so you could try it out.
Yes, sir. I'm all for that, brother.
All right. The last thing, and this is the most important part, is to understand the way the odds work in sports betting. So odds are expressed in terms of money, A-Dub. So I'm going to just use $100 just to kind of keep everything clean. I'm not saying, listeners, you guys got to go crazy like that, but it just makes sure the money is very easy for you to understand. So if you do a $100 bet, think about this. If you see odds where it says minus 150, what that is saying to you is, you must bet $150 to win $100. So if the odds are in a plus, that means that's the amount of money that will be earned on a successful $100 wager. So I just want to make sure that that's understood. So if you see something that says minus 150, look at that and say, I have to basically put down $50 more just to make that $100 back. So Wow. Basically you get your $150 if you win plus $100. If that makes sense.
But no, that makes sense.
Yeah, but if you lose the bet, obviously you don't get your $150 and you definitely don't win that $100.
Right, so it's like pretty much 150, putting up 150 to win 100.
Yes, sir. Yep, so definitely pay attention to the odds on some of these games that you're betting. It just gives you a better understanding of what you need to put up to make a pretty good, successful bet. So
I'm still learning, Fred. So that helps me, my brother. Helps me a lot.
Well, hey, man, that's why I'm here to do this show, because there's a lot of people that are still learning what sports betting is and what it's all about. And so that's why I thought this would be a good opportunity for us to start mapping out how it works and also giving some of these picks. So maybe people want to start listening to me, because like you said earlier, I had a really good 2020, man. It was a really good run with these picks, man.
Ooh-wee, you definitely did. You into it. You really are.
So, all right, well, A-Dub, before we get out of here, let me give some of my picks so the audience can kind of listen through and see what they think. So, one of the first games that I really like this upcoming week, the 49ers are playing against the Detroit Lions. Now, any of our the Bear Essentials listeners that listened to our last episode, you guys know I don't have a lot of respect for the Detroit Lions as a football team, right? So right. This is a game that I really feel really good about, the 49ers covering the spread. So the spread is 7.5 points that the 49ers are favored by. Listeners, if you get an opportunity, take this bet. I really feel good about the 49ers in this matchup. And if you guys remember what I said earlier about the spread, in this scenario, the 49ers will have to win by at least 8 points for you to win this bet. But I think that we won't have a problem with seeing them do that. I'm not going to get into a big breakdown on these guys' X's and O's wise, but I will just tell you is the 49ers are healthy right now. That offense looks pretty solid, and I expect for them to cover this spread, A-Dub.
Okay. I like that pick, brother. I'm rolling with that.
All right. The next one that I have here, we got the Cardinals versus the Tennessee Titans. Now, this is a game where the Arizona Cardinals are traveling to Tennessee to play the Titans. This spread is +3. So I just want to make sure that people understand what that means in this scenario. That means that the Cardinals have a 3-point cushion in this ball game. So that means that they can lose by up to 2 points and you still are covered. If they get to three, then that means you have a tie. We don't want ties. We want wins. But, however, I think this is another game that I feel really confident about. Now, you guys already know from listening to our shows, I have a big respect for the Tennessee Titans. They have a really good offense, but their defense is a bit of a work in progress. And this Arizona Cardinals offense, I think it has potential to really blow up this season. So, listeners, my next betting pick for week one is to take the Arizona Cardinals plus +3.
Arizona Cardinals it is.
All right. A-Dub, my last spread pick is going to be the Packers versus the New Orleans Saints. In this game, the Packers are a 4-point favorite. So that means that the Packers in this scenario have to win by at least 5 points for you to win this bet. Now, it's not a secret that the New Orleans Saints have had to go through a lot due to Hurricane Ida. They've been displaced. They've moved around quite a bit. And the Packers are at full strength. They've returned Aaron Rodgers. I don't even have to go into too much detail on this one, but I took the Packers with 4 points. So take this with confidence. I really think the Packers are going to do what they got to do.
Okay. All right. We can roll with that. We can roll with that one as well.
All right. So, A-Dub, you heard me earlier talk about money line bets. That's the one where we're basically just only picking which team we think are going to win between the two. So I want to give the audience one money line bet pick that I feel really confident about. So I'm looking at this Washington football team versus the Los Angeles Chargers game. So in this one, the odds are -108. So remember what I said about how the minus portion works, right, A-Dub?
Right. I'm with you.
Okay. So in this bet, in this game, I want to take the Washington football team to beat the Los Angeles Chargers. So if you look at the actual spread on this game, Washington's a 1-point home underdog. To me, that just don't seem right. I would say even though the Chargers have a really good team, I think that Washington football team's defense is pretty stout. I love Chase Young, and I love everything that he brings to the table. So if that defense shows up, I think that the Washington football team will beat the Chargers. So that's my money line bet pick for week one, Washington over the Los Angeles Chargers.
And Washington is a sleeper team right there, Prez. I like that bet, man. I got to roll with that one too.
All right, my man. So the last bet that I want to do for week one, I'm looking at this Philadelphia Eagles versus Atlanta Falcons game. So audience, you guys remember I talked about over-under. So I'm going to give you guys my best over-under bet for week one. So the Eagles versus the Falcons, the over-under is 48.5 points. The odds are -115. So in this bet, I'm going to be betting that the combined score between the Eagles and Falcons is going to be under 48.5 points. So when I look at that, I think that these offenses, I don't think they're going to put up a ton of points. So I think you might be safe here by taking this under 48.5 point bet between these two teams. Yes, you got to think about the Eagles. They got a newer quarterback with Jalen Hurts out there. And we still don't know what to think with the Atlanta Falcons offense. So right. I feel very confident that this bet here, under 48.5 points, Eagles and Falcons, take that with confidence.
That's a good logical bet right there, Perez.
All right. Now, earlier you heard me give a player prop bet. So I want to just take a quick second here to tell you guys, each week you're going to see what they call prop bets. So I am taking another prop bet this week, and it's going to be Kyler Murray. So I'm taking Kyler Murray to have over 42.5 rushing yards, and the odds on this is -114. You guys already know I was pretty high on Arizona Cardinals earlier. I'm taking them to cover the spread in my earlier pick.
Right.
I also think that Kyler Murray is going to have a really big-time game, and I think, A-Dub, that he's going to hit well more than 42.5 rushing yards. I think he's going to probably have like 60 rushing yards in this game. So if you want a really solid player prop, take Kyler Murray over 42.5 rushing yards.
Player prop. Okay, Kyler Murray. All right, okay.
All right, my last one here is for the NFL season. So they have 2021 player prop bets that you can make. So I dropped a $200 bet yesterday on A-Dub's boy, Darnell Money Moon, to have over 700 yards a season. I think, to me, this is easy money. When you look at what Darnell Mooney was able to do last season with inadequate quarterback play, and not having the offense put him in situations where he succeed. Well, whether the quarterback is Dalton, whether the quarterback is Fields, I think Darnell Mooney is going to definitely exceed over 700 yards, receiving yards this season. And if you guys listen to our last episode, A-Dub's bold prediction was that our boy Darnell Mooney is going to make it to the Pro Bowl this season.
Yes, sir. Money Moon. Good pick right there, Prez. You may call me biased on this part of it, but 700 yards receiving makes sense to me, Prez. I like that bet, my brother.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But that is – so if you wanted a nice 2021 season prop bet, take Darnell Mooney over 700 rushing yards for the season. Do it in confidence. I think this kid's going to have a killer season, brother. Killer season.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I never thought about taking those type of bets, Prez. But, damn, that's a good one, man. I got to take you up on that, brother.
All right, well, look, man, we're going to talk after the episode. We're going to get your ticket in so that way you're all set. I got my ticket in. So, audience, I gave you guys a combination of bets there for you guys to look at. So those are my betting picks for the week. Whatever combination works for you. If you feel more comfortable betting the money line pick, hey, do what works for you. If you feel more comfortable betting maybe on one to cover the spread, that's cool. But if you're feeling brave and you want to do one of those parlays that I talked about, I gave you guys a lot of options for you to consider. So, A-Dub, man, we're going to be doing this every week, brother. I'm excited, and I want to see how, you know, we can help people get this money, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know how it is online betting, man. It's a big deal these days. So, Prez, thanks for letting us know about those stakes, man, where we can do it at. And also, thank you for the advice here. Appreciate it,
man. Well, hey, I look forward to seeing how these games play out tomorrow, brother, and we are out.
I played quarterback, Division I, and every QB knows that the secret, the key to victory, is anticipation. The ability to see the future and react to it. And that is what I do. It's the truth.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.